This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
8:14, sunny day today, nice day today, but it's going to turn rainy all week, so we'll be aware of street flooding, and if it potentially comes down too fast to pump, and if the pumps are working, if the power's working, blah, 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 blah. Tim Temple joins us now, Louisiana Insurance Commissioner. How you doing, Tim?
Good morning, Tommy. It's starting off as a pretty day. We'll see how it goes.
I don't mean to blah, 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 make it seem insignificant, but it's always something, especially when it comes to insurance. Let me read from this story here, Louisiana Illuminator. By Wesley Muller, talented writer, quoting a legislator Glorioso is saying that if a cause and effect, I guess a quid pro quo with what they say, if they can say for certain whether this bill would lower premiums, that he said if that's the standard by which we're going to pass insurance bills, we may as well go home, saying that such guarantees would be impossible to make. And it is hard to find, Tim, you're the insurance commissioner, you tell me, a quid pro quo where if we do this, then the insurance company will do that? These are all just estimates or what? Tell me about linkage.
Yeah, well, look, I mean, one of the things that the party of status quo, the people that don't want anything to change with regards to legal reform, they pull this out of their playbook every single time legislation is passed. You know, it's like, well, if you can't guarantee or if we can't mandate a rate change, then we shouldn't do it. But let me tell you, Tommy, I want your listeners to understand, Florida has done it. Georgia has done it. Texas is in the process of doing it. South Carolina has tried to do it. Oklahoma is in the process of doing it. There are states all around this country that are tackling legal reform, and their legislatures and their governors and everybody else are not, you know, pounding the table saying you have to mandate. It works, though. The proof is in the pudding, as they say. Last year, we passed property reform. I've already approved 8 property companies filing for rate decreases for 2025. They filed for those decreases not because I told them to do it, mm-hmm. not because it was a mandate or a guarantee in legislation. They did it because the laws change. It allows them to be more competitive. And when companies are competitive, we benefit with lower premiums. Period. End of story.
So when it comes to what is making its way through the legislature and in turn the insurance companies will take note of, let me take a step back first. Tim Temple, insurance commissioner. Before an insurance company can get an increased auto rate, they go before you and you have to approve it. Is that the way it works?
They have to file. Yes, they have to come to the department and they submit a filing, a rate change, mm-hmm. up or down. Either way, both. They have to get approved.
Do they go down often or not?
Well, yeah, look, I just approved 8 decreases in 2025 for property reform mm-hmm. because of the laws that were passed. So, yeah, they do go down.
Okay.
But they have to come to the department. They have to bring their math, if you will, and they have to actuarially justify. It means the numbers, right. The math has to add up that the premium that they're asking for is adequate to cover the risk that they're assuming. It can't be excessive, meaning too much. And it can't be inadequate, meaning too little. If it's inadequate, then that would indicate when they have claims that they're not going to be able to pay those claims. If it's excessive, that means that they're asking more than what the risk that they're covering. And I have 39 times since I've been commissioner of insurance, I have told insurance companies with their rate filings, go back because the math does not add up. In addition to that, 21 times I've told companies, your rates are excessive. They're too high for what the risk you're assuming. Go back and either withdraw your filing or resubmit a different rate. So I have the authority today. So the people that want to say that I don't are being, at best, disingenuous.
For people that don't know, and I know somebody that became an actuary, it takes about 7 to 10 years of school to do that, same as medical school or even more. It gets very complicated. It is the basis for the insurance industry, and that's why, Tim, I think it's important that you are the insurance commissioner because you know the game from the inside out, correct?
Yeah, look, I'll tell you, Tommy, you're right. Actuaries, I mean, they are highly skilled, highly trained. And our actuaries, we have several on staff. You know, they don't just rubber stamp or approve everything that comes across their desk. They go back to the insurance company actuary.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Think Tim's phone cut out, so what we're going to do is take a break here for traffic early if we can and pick it up when we come back because it's very important. And I will say, if y'all have any questions about it, and I'm getting some texts coming in here on the Oakmont Jeweler text line, text me line. Bills introduced to remove the credit criteria from automobile insurance. We'll talk about that with Tim Temple when we come back. 820 traffic now, WWL. It is 8:25. Tommy Tucker, WWL, back with Tim Temple, Louisiana Insurance Commissioner. There aren't a lot of fun movies about insurance, but I'll tell you what, if you watch from way back in the day, Double Indemnity with Fred McMurray, I like my old movies, Tim Temple. It might explain to you a little bit about what an actuary does and how they go about computing risk and what makes sense and what doesn't. With all that being said, somebody texted in about credit rating and insurance companies and taking that out as a determining factor in auto insurance rates. Is there any, how important is that to insurance companies, and are there any bills in the legislature making their way through that would eliminate that?
Yeah, Tommy, I think there is a bill that that addresses that, but the vast majority, and I want to say it's somewhere in the 40s, states allow credit rating. Mm-hmm. So let's talk numbers, and
let's talk the actuarial part of it, Tim, for people that don't understand. Why is that important, and why do people with better credit get lower insurance rates?
Well, I think one of the things that the data would support is those with better credit are less likely to file what I would call a nuisance claim, mm-hmm. right? Something you may get a small fender bender, something that's not vastly expensive. And so obviously the less you use insurance, then the less the claims are and the less the premiums are going to be as a result of that. And, you know, premiums follow claims. The more claims a state has, as a whole, then the more expensive the premiums are going to be. And that's one of the things that we've been looking at. So credit scoring is one. I know I've seen some data that said if credit score goes away, then think about it. People with good credit are going to pay more. Mm-hmm. And that's a conversation that we need to have. And if the people of Louisiana decide that that's what they want to, you know, that's something that they want to change in Louisiana, then, you know, then the legislature will pass it, the governor will sign it, and we'll regulate and hold insurance companies accountable that way.
Let's talk about the, it's prescribed damages, however you phrase it. Explain what that is, how important that is, and are any bills advancing that would address that when it comes to either soft tissue damage and what the insurance company actually pay, or what the patient actually pays, or out of pocket and what the insurance company pays, and who's reimbursed, et cetera. Explain that, Tim, please.
Yeah, and there are several bills that are working the way through the process right now that address, and I think it's referred to now as medical transparency.
Okay.
And when you get in an accident and you have medical bills and you seek treatment, you know, most people use their health insurance. They pay for it, and that's part of what health insurance is for. So they use health insurance. But then if you've hired an attorney and you seek reimbursement for that, your attorney is bringing what was billed, so not what was paid. And we all know that the billed amount is always much higher than the paid amount because healthcare providers negotiate lower, they negotiate discounts. And what's happening is sometimes referred to as phantom damages, unjust reward. People are getting more than their healthcare provider actually paid out. So that's one. And the bill, it's not saying it's disallowed. It's not saying you can't do that. All the bills that I've seen would promote is that if you do litigate, then the judge or jury gets to see both numbers. They get to see what your healthcare provider billed and what your healthcare provider paid. And then the judge and jury would decide how much you would be, how much you would be entitled to.
Tim, we got 90 seconds left. Let me jump in here. For people that say, well, you go to Texas and the insurance rates are here, you go to Mississippi and you do that, why is it not just as simple as saying, okay, let's change the law and do exactly what Texas or Mississippi does?
Well, look, we would have to change a wholesale. You can't just pick one or two and expect that. I mean, if we want to be like Texas, we have to adopt a whole set of regulations from the Department of Insurance, a whole set of tort law from Texas, same with Mississippi or Alabama or anybody else. I mean, what we're trying to do is address what drives losses in Louisiana. Why do we have twice the number of bodily injury claims? Why do we litigate twice the national average? That's what these laws are doing. If we want to be like these states, we need to do things to bend the curve downward on the number of claims that we say were hurt. I mean, to have twice the national, average of bodily injury claims would suggest that we have brittle bones in Louisiana. We don't. So why do we do that? Why do we say we're injured? Why do we litigate? These bills are designed to bring more transparency to the process and bring the premiums down through lower claims. Premiums follow claims. If you reduce the amount insurance companies pays out, the premiums will follow.
What is the best, Tim, we only have a second left. What's the best possible case that we can expect for auto rates after this session? You've been around a while. What do you think?
Well, look, I mean, last year we passed 2-year prescriptions. So now people have an additional year before they file litigation. I think 2 years on the outset. But insurance companies, look, if we pass all this legislation that's strong, I'm going to pressure insurance companies by saying, guys, give us the credit. I can't make them do it, but I can certainly engage in conversation and say we're passing strong legislation. Bet on the good outcome in Louisiana and start to get more competitive.
The only thing I would say also is put the damn phone down. Pay attention to what you're doing. Thank you, Tim Temple, Louisiana Insurance Commissioner. We'll talk to Scott Walker, Jefferson Parish Council member, when we come back, about water meter readings and taking pictures and all that stuff right now. Time for WWL First News.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.